conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
My name's Adarsha. I come from Scotland, and I've been in Guru's Path now for 34 of those years. I come from Glasgow, and I still live in Glasgow, but I go to the centre in Edinburgh. So I go through to the centre in Edinburgh once a week, and the rest of the time I'm in Glasgow. And we run a little meditation group on a Monday night, just the two of us that are in Glasgow, so that we meditate twice a week. Well, I thought I'd talk about singing, because that's what I'm predominantly known for on the path. And people hear the voice and they hear the songs, but I thought it might be interesting to know a little bit about what's behind that and maybe the story behind it. Because for me, it's not just about the performances on the court for Guru, although those are wonderful for me. It's also about how all that came about, how I'm able to do that now, when maybe 20 years ago, that would have been beyond me. I couldn't have done it. One of the things that I was going to talk about was the fact that I've never had any lessons in singing. So one of the things when people ask me, how does the voice work? Where did you learn? It's all through Guru. It's all through meditation. I don't have any technique or any particular method of singing. I don't even do like voice exercises, which maybe I should. I feel all the voice comes from the soul, and the soul is aroused through meditation and through being in Guru's presence, and that's the catalyst that allows the voice to work, in my opinion. I think back now, when I first came to Guru's Path, I think the best thing that I brought was that I was good at nothing, and I had no particular talents, and I was like a blank sheet of paper for Guru to write on. But that brought drawbacks, because I really had no skills, and I had no discipline. Particularly work discipline was alien to me, and I'd been a very bad student at school because I was quick. I could learn things quickly, but I was a dreamer and I could never retain them, and I was bad at exams. I could never focus or revise. I just thought, well, I know that, it'll be okay, and it never was. And then when I started to sing in Guru's Path, it was fine, because everything was done by repetition. Guru would sing and we would sing, and Guru would sing and we would sing, or Tanima would sing, and that was easy for me, so I could sing. And but then Guru increased the output, and suddenly the music became paper-based. Everything was written up, and that was hard. I can sing, but I'm not musical. I'm really the least musical person. Trying to work out rhythms, trying to work out pitch from paper is just, alien to me, completely alien. But I had to force myself, and then it got more complicated, because then there was people who came and wrote arrangements, and there was harmonies, and there was counterpoint, and you had to be able to count, and you had to be able to do all sorts of technical things. And I get so frustrated. I knew I could do more, but I actually couldn't do it, because I didn't have the technique, I didn't have the basis of knowledge. And so then I start to think I have to teach myself. And in teaching myself by picking out tunes on the piano one note at a time for half an hour, gradually I learned how music worked in a very basic way, so that I could pick out the line. And that started to influence me in other ways. That gave me a discipline. It forced me for music, because I could sing, and because I wanted to sing, and because I wanted to please Guru, to develop this discipline. And then I started to apply it to other things in my job and my work. I started to think, well, I should see things through. I should be as meticulous. You can't half learn a song. You can't sort of know a song. You have to know it note perfect. And so when I do something at work, I think, well, I have to do that note perfect in a sense, and learn how to do things properly. And that gave me all sorts of benefits. Suddenly, I was able to do tasks that had been beyond me before. And then in my 40s, through people at my work, I studied for a master's degree. And got a master's degree while working. And 10 years before, no, there would have been no hope of that. I just couldn't have had the discipline or the time management skills to actually do that. And now the big benefit for me is that I'm much better now with the music. And I can pick out songs and I can learn them. And now that's a springboard to going back to where I started from, which was just learning the songs and singing them in my own way, because that's the only way I could do it then. Now I can do it from the music, hopefully sing the music properly, and then use that as a launch pad to do other things and to feel the soulfulness in the song and soulfulness in the music come through. And hopefully I can go on from that and become more musical. And if Guru wills it and if God wills it, then things will get better.
Balogo ke mane shanti ratane ridoy shagare pabu shripada shevibo dashaye rabo Aibhuta Babo Shadan Bhajan Pujaya Radha Nijer Kichui Nai Jyotir Shagare Nahi Jani Hai Ke manne labibotai.